Hey everyone, what's up? It's Jay Bigga, and today we posted a new song called Somebody Love Justin Bieber, and it goes, I just need a dick in my butt, just need, wait, anyway, so yeah, it's up on my YouTube, and you should go watch it, and it's also on my podcast, but that's not the reason why I'm making this audio boo. The reason is because I saw a commercial today for a show which is called Jonas LA, which supposedly is some sort of like reality drama about the Jonas Brothers in LA. Now, can I ask you a question? What did the Jonas Brothers do that is interesting? I mean, they don't drink, they don't have sex, they don't wear clothes that you couldn't find at Walmart, they don't swear, they don't argue. They don't have problems. Like, what exactly is dramatic about this show? It'd be like if you took the Jersey Shore, took out all the trashiness, took out all the interesting style and clothes, took out all the drinking, took out all the arguing, took out all the sex, took out all the nudity, took out basically everything about the Jersey Shore that makes it watchable and hilarious, and replace it with a couple of Christians wearing, like, clothes that you could buy at the Gap, walking around LA, doing stuff. Like, what are they gonna do? Go shopping? I mean, it sounds like Sex in the City without the city or the sex. Come on, guys. Jonas LA? Like, seriously. So, of course, you know, I see this ad because I'm watching a Justin Bieber music video, and it's a pre-roll YouTube ad, which is a new thing, right? So I click on it, of course, and, you know, I'm just, you know, putzing around on Disney's website, and I'm checking out some of the chicks that are in Jonas LA. They are the frumpiest, nastiest, least sexually attractive, least physically attractive, most boring, like, church-going broads that you could ever possibly imagine. And now, I know that it's a Disney, and so it's not about sex, or not about, you know, anything that's supposed to be cool, stylish, new, basically, you know, it's supposed to be pretty watered down, but dude, what are those girls wearing? Just go on Disney's website and look. Oh my god. Oh my god. So, anyways, I'd like to know, you guys, like, has anyone seen this show? I don't actually have a TV, so when I saw the commercial for the show, it's like, well, that doesn't apply to me, because it's on YouTube, and I would need a TV to see that, so. Has anyone actually seen the show? Maybe it's a new show and it's not even out yet, or maybe it's something they're planning on doing. But Jonas LA, I mean, LA is pretty boring, you know, unless you, like, go to parties, which, like, we do when we go to LA. We go and, like, club and shit. But I can't see the Jonas Brothers going clubbing, and I definitely cannot see them going clubbing in that white tank top and a flannel, or those freaking slacks with the little dress shirt. Like, I mean, really? They would not let those dudes in. Talk about, it's like three douches and two chicks. That's what they should call that show. Desperate douches in the city. Oh wait, I forgot, the Jonas Brothers had a band. Maybe that's why people would watch the show. Are they gonna, like, serenade us? Anyways, guys, it just sparked my interest, and I have to know, what is interesting about the Jonas Brothers, other than the fact that the entire time you're watching them, you're thinking, God, if I only had a straightener for these Jewish boys. Jesus Christ. Oh, wait, they're not Jewish. Officially. They're Christian. Because they're Disney. But anyways, guys, what's the deal? Has anyone seen the show? Yes, no. Twitter me your answers, at JBigga. I really want to know. Maybe it's just, like, I haven't seen an actual TV ad in, like, a few years, because I, like, threw my TV out my window. So it's, like, I'm all impressionable and, like, holy shit, a new show. But yeah, I'll probably never see the show, unless they YouTube it. All right, peace out, guys.